Well, stock market continues to rebound. The Dow's up 225 points as we get started on this Wednesday. It's now time for our stock and business update with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, the markets were up yesterday as well. But what does the bounce back session mean Main Street businesses are still in COVID crisis mode? Could the Nasdaq's 10% correction mean we're headed into a double dip reception in the fourth quarter? Or are we headed back up, do you think?
Oh, Bob, this morning we're headed back up, right? I guess investors and businesses realize we're in a fork in the road with this COVID recovery. Our political decision makers haven't realized that, again, if we don't continue opening up our economy or we don't have a serious stimulus compromise is not passed, we'll be in trouble. Again, once political science makes way for mathematics, everybody will understand the numbers. Businesses can't meet their obligations by not opening up. Just 25% are opened up by way of restaurants. Again, they have to meet 100% of their payroll, rent, and other bills. Just do the math, Bob. 1 + 1 = 2, no matter what Washington and the media talking heads lead us to believe.
Yeah, do the math for us, Pavlos.
Okay. Economics 101, Bob. Here's where we are. We are coming up on a fiscal cliff. It'll be upon us within a few weeks. The 2021 budget needs to be passed before October 1st. Again, it's only a temporary fix if we do a continuing resolution and extend the government funding to the end of the year. Again, then they'll basically come up with a budget after the election. Neither party wants a government shutdown, Bob. And again, politicians, a lot of them are up for election, and this is their job review or their interview before we reach this fiscal cliff. And Bob, you know what? Neither party wants to be Thelma or Louise.
Wow, who in the world would want to have a political shutdown with everything else going on right before the election? That'd be political suicide, but who flinches first? I guess we'll find out November 3rd, right?
That's what we're looking at. Republicans want to spend another $1 trillion, whereas Democrats want to spend $3+ trillion to bail out states like California, New York, and Illinois. Those states have been in fiscal crisis, and no matter who wins to the Senate or the White House, the budget will be in excess of $3.3 trillion. No matter who is in the White House January 21st, the country will now face a $30 trillion national debt by New Year.
All right, so what can investors do? I mean, we have gridlock in Washington right now, increasing debt. Governors and states around the country wanting to keep these shutdown going. Businesses are closing or going bankrupt. States like New York are even talking about laying off 22,000 city employees, all because of a budget impasse in Washington. So everyone's going to be affected?
Yes, and you remember what Bill Clinton's Democratic operative, James Carville, said during the 1992 presidential election.
It's the economy, stupid.
Yeah. Yep. And that's what Washington must realize. People vote with their pocketbooks, Bob. Another phrase that comes to mind is, you remember Will Rogers. You remember what Will Rogers said? Again, if you're on the right track, if you just sit there.
Yeah, you'll get run over. So how can our listeners not get run over by the markets and everything going on right now?
You need to be flexible, Bob. Hope for the best, but plan for the worst, especially during this election cycle. Understand being diversified, not diversified, is most important. And here's how we're allocated. Number one, we want to invest in dividend-paying stocks and short-term investment-grade bonds. Think the necessities of life, energy, electricity, food, commodities. Look for the undervalued, underloved. Buy stocks when they go down and resist the momentum stocks that are dumped by Wall Street on unsuspecting individual investors. Lastly, Bob, we want to recommend an allocation to precious metals, both gold and silver, not as a hedge or an investment strategy, but again, a hedge. Because we want to look for the best out of this election cycle, but just in case something worse happens.
All right, so how can our listeners reach you and your team and learn from you and sign up for your upcoming Zoom meeting featuring the largest private owner of gold bullion in the United States?
Yes, that'll be September 25th. So you can go to our website, myfinancialsense.com, or call us at the office, 828-4068, to sign up for that special event. Also, because of COVID, we're going to have to cancel our annual client event that we do on September 22nd, but we're going to make it up to our clients. And lastly, I want to mention, too, that rich state, poor state, we are the 35th poorest state, Bob. You believe that, right? This Thursday at 1 p.m., New Mexico Business Coalition is having a Zoom meeting, and if you want to sign up for that, you can go to nmbizcoalition.org. And I know you're going to be talking more about that with Georges in the later hour, so that'll be good. And then lastly, I want to mention securities and investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Go United, Bob. They're top of their league.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Pavlos. We'll talk to you next week.